chapter 5 this morning. And we are going to absorb the Lord's Supper here at the end of the service today. And, you know, we've had some interesting Lord's Supper so far. I will say that. I know. Benny remembers. One time we forgot the bread. That was, I don't even know what happened there, but we had gotten everything was ready. We couldn't find it. Lord, you ain't never seen five people scrounging, looking for bread all over that table, thinking, is it underneath it? Where did she put it? And of course, Benny said, oh, I forgot it. And had to remove. We got it. We did make it work, and it happened. I pray, amen, we do. Now, we're going to make it happen, and we might be a little delayed. And you might be giggling a little bit to yourself, but we're going to make it happen. In these verses right here at the very end of chapter 5, Paul gives to the church of the Thessalonians, he gives what he calls final instructions on Christian living. And believe it or not, out of those verses, right there, I'm talking, it's basically 12 through 27, I came up with 22 points. 22 points, Trey. I mean, I was digging. I was looking hard, and I was writing. Do we have time for that? Of course we got time for that. 22 points that I found that jumped out to me. And don't worry, I'm gonna go through them. I know we got a lot to do this morning. But the most part I want to talk to you about this morning is the examination, the examining of your life before Jesus. And when we come to a time as such as this, we need to be looking within our hearts at what we're portraying out as Christians, as men and women of Christ. We need to look within. Luke Taylor brought this up to me this morning. I'd kind of forgotten about it. I wasn't tested, but does anybody listen to Dixie 100? Dixie 100, have you heard my voice on there yet? Okay, so TNT took out an ad, is what they did. And have you heard it, Tim? Okay. They took out an ad they're talking about, and he tells me, well, you go first. So I did my ad, and I've only got 30 seconds to do this, and I've got to get in a lot in 30 seconds. But I had one request from this man. At the end of it, I said, and may God bless you and yours. That was it. I really didn't care about anything else. I just really wanted that at the end. And I felt led to do it. I wanted to do it. He said, no problem. I got you, you know. So, and then Jeremy has, so we have a whole minute. So we got to do his talk in 30 seconds. Y'all, this is a process. So he comes to the shop and he records us doing it. And then he goes back and he says, oh, this is so-and-so, I'm here at TNT Outfitters, and everything, blah, 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 and here goes Michael, and then you just go. So you got to go as fast as you can in those 30 seconds. And may God bless you and yours is at the end. My part, felt strongly, mentioned this. He said, I understand completely. He goes back, he sends me a copy of it. He says, I think you're going to love it. Well, believe it or not, I listened to it before I did it because I always get accused of sounding like a girl on any intercom I go to. This is no joke. If I go up to McDonald's, Jack's, wherever, and I say, I would like to have two cheeseburgers and a large sweet tea, they'll say, yes, ma'am. I don't even say a word. I just pull around. Whatever. We're not fighting through the magical intercom. So apparently I've always been under the impression that when I talk, I kind of sound like a girl. So I assumed I was going to sound like a girl. So I had to go listen to it. I didn't think I sounded like a girl at all. And Luke backed it up too. He said, you didn't sound like a girl at all. And I said, I appreciate that, Taylor. But when I listened to the end of it, God bless you and yours had been cut out. Yeah, exactly. It hurt my heart. And he said, well, that's all I could squeeze in, and I apologize.
So what did I do?
I called him back. I didn't go with it. I said no. I feel strongly about this, and we're paying it. You do what we want. Come on, put it in there. You can cut my name out the front of it. I don't care, but get in. God bless you and yours. That's all I want. I'm not trying to preach a sermon. I'm just trying to put a friendly reminder out there because I believe whoever might be listening to Dixie 100, they might be examining themselves at that time riding down that road in the truck or wherever. Y'all get what I'm saying? I felt led to do it. He called me back. He said, I think you're going to like the second one. I got it in. Thank you. And he put down there, P.S., we all need all the blessings we can get. I said, replied back, amen. Send. Put it in there. Don't take it out. Because my relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in my life. That's how I feel. That's what I want to portray. No, y'all already know I'm not perfect. I fumble my words all the time. Y'all know that. A stutter. But man, when it comes to that, those little things that we can control, we need to. And God tells us that. In His Word, to always be ready. 22 things as we examine our Christian walks. Now, John Threlkeel's probably, I don't know where he's at. There he is, straight in front of me. Great home builder, been in business for years. Before John builds a house, though, he can't just go out there with some 2x4s and some nails and a hammer and just like start pounding the wood. There's got to be a plan in place. There's got to be drawings. And there's blueprints with measurements on them and everything. The point is they examine these house plans before they start. They look it all over, figure out the cost, do everything, look at it. Same thing could be said with a doctor when you go to the doctor. This doctor has been through years of medical school. He studied the body. He knows the ins and the outs. He's examined it. Now, I myself, what have I examined in my life, Trey? Well, I used to study a Rubik's Cube pretty hard. You know, making all those colors match up. I bet Kyle could do it. No, Michael could not do it. He would try and he would try and he would work at it and look until I ended up just taking the stickers off and re-putting them. And then I fixed it. No, I didn't do that. But you know what I'm getting at. It's hard, those things we have to examine in our lives. Our Christian walk is just the same. We must always be examining ourselves, seeing where we line up with Jesus and His will. Look at how Paul opens up right here, and we're going to go towards the bottom of it. So I want to open up right there at 9, okay? And we're just got 9 through 26, and I'm going to go quick. He says, for God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing. Let's open up with a word of prayer right there. Lord Jesus, we are in your house, dear God, for the next few minutes, Lord. We just want to glorify you through the reading of your word, Father God. Impress these words upon our hearts, dear Lord, so that as we start our day one, as we start it, God, that we glorify you this week. Lord, be with each and every family that is represented in here right now. To God, that you will give them strength for the week. You will give them comfort for the week. You will give them grace for the week. You will give them everything that they need. As a family, as a leader, as an example, Father God, help us all to be that. All of us to be that. Lord, we just want to be found loving you Father, just watch over us, dear Lord. Watch over us. Keep us close, dear God. Don't let us stray. These things I ask in your name. Amen. So Paul gives what he calls right there final instructions to the church. And he tells them to always be ready. Because I thought as we get ready to partake in our Lord's Supper this morning, that we'd be on the lookout for these things and how we can grow closer as children of God. Amen. Those are the things. You've already got the point. I hope I brought it home close enough, is that we examine a lot of things before we do something. We'll think something to death. You ever bought a new car? You know what I mean? I don't know how these people do it now. Tanya and I, when we were traveling the last time, we actually saw one of those Carvanas that had the cars in it. I don't have a credit card that big, though, Les. I guess I had to borrow Kyle's, but... You know what I mean? I don't know how you're going to chip it in and then the car's going to rotate and spit down and walk out. I'm kind of the person that likes to kick the tires and walk around it. I kind of like to test drive it before I buy it. But now they're trying to convince people now, oh, you just order it. Well, order it? Well, I can't see it. How do I know how it's going to feel? That's the same way when I go to look for a Bible. I like to touch it. I even name mine. Mine's Bibble. You know, always, where's Bibble? You know, I've lost my Bibble. Y'all never heard of that? I do. Emily will tell you. I call it Bibble. You remember I ask like it's funny, like it's going to answer me back. Bibble! Anyway, I'm a mess at home. But y'all see what I'm getting at. We like to touch it, to feel it, to look through it, to read, to see what it's, see if we like it. How it feels, and the Lord leads us to it. It's all part of our walk, being able to be right there. Look at what verse 11 says right there, and I just read that one to you. We're going to pick up right there. Two things he tells us right there. He says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in the fact you are doing. Two points right there. Comfort, encourage is what he tells us. The second one he says, edify, build up. One another is what we're supposed to be doing in God's word. There's two right there. Look at what verse 12 says. He says, now we ask, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Understand those who teach, who labor the word. Admonish means advise. Look at what 13 says right there. He says, hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. We see esteem, he tells them right there. Respect, admire them right there. Two more things when you're examining yourself as far as your Christian walk goes. Look at what he says right there in 13. Excuse me, 14. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. He gives us several of them right there. He says, be at peace, warn the unruly, those who are idle, point to Christ in each and everything you do. We went to the Baptist Association meeting this week too, over at Wadsworth Church. And I was taken away with something that I just really liked. And they had this big thing in the back. I don't know where they baptize the people. Maybe they rule out a horse trough or a cow trough, one of those things. But they had on there, me and Miss Brenda talked about it because we liked it. It said, welcome to Wadsworth Baptist Church, where we want you to navigate your walk with Jesus, somewhere in those sense, Brenda, it was about like that. But it said, glorify him, grow with him, and go with him. Three G's. What is our motto for our church? Who knows it? Thank you. Enter to worship, depart to serve is ours. But that's not something we talk about a whole lot of times. But shouldn't we bring that up? Shouldn't we not be practicing what we preach? Right? Right? Come on, you got to agree with me on this. I can't be the only one. Come on. Even my kids, come on, y'all agree with me on this. Y'all know what I'm getting at. How sometimes do you find yourself walking the walk but not talking the talk? Or am I saying that backwards?
Talking the talk but not walking.
Yeah, thank you. Talking the talk but not walking the walk. It's kind of what I'm leaning towards here. He says, warn those. 14, he says, the disheartened, he says, having lost their determination or confidence, encourage them. 14 also says, support the weak. 14 also says, be patient with all people. Be patient with all people. There's no need to lose your temper over anything. Everybody, whether you're a babe in Christ, whether you're mature in Christ, no matter what it doesn't matter. We're all in it together. We're all God's people. This is your community, is what this is, to always be ready. Look at what 15 says right there. He says, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Paul warns the church right there, don't fight one another. Don't. Arguments, anything, don't. Refrain from them. Look at what 16 says right there. Rejoice always. That's a no-brainer. Rejoice always. Two words, probably the second one. What's the first shortest verse in the Bible? Jesus wept. Well, here's number two. Rejoice always. 17 right there. Pray continually. Pray without ceasing. Always pray without ceasing. You can pray in your car to work. You can pray in the shower. You can pray when you get to work. You can pray. Pray, pray, pray. You remember what I told y'all? I made y'all say it with me last week. How did that go for everybody? Did we pray more? I hope we did. Look at what he says right there, 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. In everything, thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times we don't understand his way, new believers, new Christians, but know that he has a plan. Know that he's in control of what's happening. Know that your Father has you right where he wants you. Know that he is doing that for you in your life. A lot of times we don't understand, but that's okay. We serve a God who does. He does understand. He knows what you're going through. He knows what your struggles are. Talk to him about it. Pray continually. Be in God's word. Look at what else he says right there at 19. Do not quench the spirit. What do you do when you're quenching something? You're putting it out, right? You're thirst. Don't ever extinguish the flame of the Holy Spirit. Don't ever try to put it out. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful. Only what is helpful. And that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes. Because a lot of us have a fix-it attitude. We want to fix it. But a lot of times we just need to let God work. We just need to stay out of it and let him work. That's it. 20 says right there, he says, do not treat prophecies with contempt. Despise not the word, God's holy word. Take it to heart. 21 says, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Hold fast that which is good. 22 says, reject every kind of evil. Abstain from all appearances of evil. 25, he tells them, he says right there, he says, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Reject, No, wait a minute, guys. I messed up. 21 says, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Prove all things out. Do not be taken in by flattery. A lot of us have what I like to call shiny object syndrome. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we get distracted. Maybe not each and every one of us, but maybe there's one or two out there that can get distracted by shiny objects. Hold on to what is good. 22 right there. Abstain, reject every kind of evil. 23 says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, your soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 25, brothers and sisters, pray for us. 26, greet all God's people with a holy kiss. This was back in their time. We shake hands now. We hug. Don't recommend anybody kissing anybody else's wife. That would be bad. That could cause up some stuff. But you get what I'm saying. It could be troublesome. 27 right there. He says, I charge you before the Lord to save this letter. Read to all the brothers and sisters. Share God's word. Learn from God's word. Enter to worship, depart to serve. Let that ring true in our lives, that we do that. The last verse Paul leaves him with, he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. As we get ready to do our Lord's Supper, and we're going to do it, we're going to have a hymn of invitation, and then we'll move right into it. Think about the examination of your life and what the Lord Jesus has been telling you. Think about what the Spirit has been telling you. Because a lot of times, we'll have what God's been leading us to do, but we'll push it off. Lean on the Holy Spirit as we get ready to move in. I'm going to pray and then I'll turn it over to you. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given us, God, for these things that we should be doing to further our walk with you, Lord. Father, may we be found, Father God, walking the walk and not just talking the talk. Father, be with us, dear Lord. Help us, Father God, to grow closer, Father, to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your name. Amen.